Prerequisites: existing OpenAI embeddings integration, Pickle API key, Python 3.9 plus. This migration takes 15 minutes of code changes. The validation work takes longer, and skipping it is how teams end up with a broken search they can't explain 3 weeks later. Do it right the first time. Step 1, swap the endpoint. The 10-minute part, the OpenAI Python SDK works with Pickle unchanged. You're not swapping libraries, you're pointing the same client at a different base URL. One environment variable, done. Model name mapping, text embedding 3 small maps to BGE large NV1.5 for general text retrieval. For code search, use Pickle embed code instead. It's trained on code tokens and significantly outperforms general purpose models on that domain. Import OS from OpenAI. Import OpenAI hashtag before, pointed at OpenAI hashtag client equals OpenAI, API underscore key equals OS.environ, OpenAI underscore API underscore key, hashtag after, one line change client equals OpenAI, API underscore key equals OS.environ, POSIKALI underscore API underscore key, base underscore URL equals https://api.pickle.dev/v1, hashtag everything else stays the same, response equals client.embeddings.create, model equals BG large NV1.5, hashtag where pickle embed code for code input equals your text here, embedding equals response.data, 0, dot embedding print, f, dimension, len, embedding, number 1024 for BG large N. Version 1.5 warning: do not mix old OpenAI embeddings and new Pickle embeddings in the same vector index. Cosine similarity scores are not comparable across embedding spaces. A score of 0.85 from OpenAI tells you nothing about what 0.85 means in Pickle's space. Keep indexes separate until you complete a full re-embed. Step 2. Understand why your thresholds will break. Every embedding model produces vectors in its own geometric space. Your existing similarity threshold, whatever value you use to decide relevant versus not relevant, was calibrated against OpenAI's distribution. That number is now meaningless. It's not that one model is better or worse. It's that 0.85 cosine similarity in one space is geometrically unrelated to 0.85 in another. Carry your old threshold into the new model and you'll get either too many results or too few, with no obvious signal about which direction the problem is going. Import numpy as np from sklearn.metrics.pairwise. Import cosine underscore similarity def score underscore pair, client, text underscore a, str, text underscore b, str, model, str, dash float, return cosine similarity for a single text pair, resp equals client.embeddings.create, model equals model, input sadface text underscore a, text underscore b, vec underscore a equals np.array, resp data, 0, dot embedding, dot reshape, 1, minus 1, vec underscore b equals np.array, resp data, 1, dot embedding, dot reshape, 1, minus 1, return float, cosine underscore similarity, vec underscore a, vec underscore b, 0, 0, hashtag quick sanity check. Same text should score 1.0 text equals pickle. Embedding API migration guide score equals score underscore pair, client, text, text, model equals BGE large NV1.5, print, F self similarity, should be 1.0, score 0.4F. Key insight: the threshold recalibration in steps 3 and 4 is not optional busy work, it's the actual migration.
The endpoint swap is just plumbing. Your retrieval quality lives or dies on getting the new threshold right. Step 3, re-embed a calibration sample. Don't re-embed everything yet. Pull 500 representative chunks from your corpus and embed them with Pickle.
Then assemble 50 known relevant pairs and 50 known irrelevant pairs, ideally from labeled examples you already have or can quickly annotate. If you don't have labeled pairs, build them now. Pick 50 queries you know should match specific documents.
Pick 50 queries that should not match documents in your corpus.
Without this ground truth, you're flying blind on what threshold to set. Import JSON from pathlib. Import path def embed underscore batch, client, texts, list, str, model, str, batch underscore size, int equals 100, dash list, list, float, embed texts and batches, return list of embedding vectors, all underscore embeddings equals, for I in range, 0, len, texts, batch underscore size batch equals texts, I plus batch underscore size, resp equals client.embeddings.create, model equals model, input equals batch, hashtag preserve order resp data.sort, key equals lambda xx.index, all underscore embeddings.extend, d.embedding for d in resp data, return all underscore embeddings hashtag load your calibration corpus. 500 chunks, with open, calibration underscore corpus.json, as f, corpus equals json.load, f, hashtag list of, id, str, text equals, item, text, for item in corpus, embeddings equals embed underscore batch, client, texts, model equals bg large nv 1.5, hashtag save for threshold work calibration underscore vex equals, corpus, I, id, embeddings, I, for I in range, len, corpus, print, f embedded, len, calibration underscore vex, chunks, warning if you don't have an eval set, build one before migrating.
Blind migrations are how you discover problems 3 weeks later when a user complains that search feels worse and you have no baseline to compare against.
Step 4. Recalibrate your similarity threshold score all your labeled pairs. Build two distributions, one for relevant pairs, one for irrelevant pairs. Plot them, then find the threshold where precision and recall cross, that's your new cutoff. If the distributions overlap heavily, your model choice may need revisiting before you go further. Import numpy as np from sclearn.metrics.pairwise import cosine underscore similarity import matplotlib.pyplot as plt hashtag label underscore pairs, list of, query, str, doc underscore id, str, relevant, bool, with open, labeled underscore pairs.json, as f, labeled underscore pairs equals json.load, f, hashtag pre-embed all unique queries unique underscore queries equals list, p, query, 4p in labeled underscore pairs, query underscore embeddings underscore raw equals embed underscore batch, client, unique underscore queries, model equals bg large nv 1.5, query underscore vex equals dict, zip, unique underscore queries, query underscore embeddings underscore raw, relevant underscore scores equals. Irrelevant underscore scores equals, 4 pair in labeled underscore pairs, q underscore vec equals np.array, query underscore vex, pair, query, dot reshape, 1, minus 1, d underscore vec equals np.array, calibration underscore vex, pair, doc underscore id, dot reshape, 1, minus 1, score equals float, cosine underscore similarity, q underscore vec, d underscore vec, 0, 0, if pair, relevant, relevant underscore scores dot append, score, else, irrelevant underscore scores dot append, score, hashtag find threshold where precision is almost equal to recall thresholds equals np.arrange, 0.0, 1.0, 0.01, best underscore threshold equals none min underscore gap equals float, inf, 4t in thresholds, tp equals sum, s equals t for s in. Relevant underscore scores, fp equals sum, s equals t for s and irrelevant underscore scores, fn equals sum, s0 else 0 recall equals tp slash, tp plus fn, if, tp plus fn, 0 else 0 gap equals abs, precision recall, if gap step 5, measure quality before full migration run your full eval set against the new model and threshold before touching production data. If you've been following the evaluation guide, you have a scored baseline from your OpenAI setup. Beat it, match it, or make a deliberate trade-off, but measure it explicitly. Compare mean reciprocal rank, precision at k, or whatever metric your application cares about. A migration that improves average precision by 4% but tanks recall on your tail queries is not a clean win. Def evaluate underscore retrieval, client, eval underscore queries, corpus underscore vex, model, threshold, top underscore k equals 5 eval underscore queries, list of, query, str, relevant underscore IDs, list, str, corpus underscore vex, dict of, doc underscore ID, embedding underscore vector, returns, mean reciprocal rank and precision at k doc underscore IDs equals list, corpus underscore vex dot keys, doc underscore matrix equals np dot array, corpus underscore vex, d, 4d in doc underscore IDs, mrr underscore scores equals, precision underscore at underscore k equals, for item and eval underscore queries, q underscore vec equals np dot array, client dot embeddings dot create, model equals model, input equals item, query, dot data, 0. Embedding, dot reshape, 1, minus 1, scores equals cosine underscore similarity, q underscore vec, doc underscore matrix, 0, ranked underscore IDs equals, doc underscore IDs, I, for I and np dot argsort, scores, colon colon dash 1, if scores, I, equals threshold, top underscore k, hashtag mrrr equals 0.0 for rank, doc underscore ID and enumerate. Ranked underscore IDs, start equals 1 if doc underscore ID and item, relevant underscore IDs, rr equals 1.0 slash rank break mrr underscore scores dot append, rr, hashtag precision at k hits equals sum, 1 for d and ranked underscore IDs if d and item, relevant underscore IDs, precision underscore at underscore k dot append, hit slash top underscore k, return, mrr, float, np dot mean, mrr underscore scores, precision underscore at underscore 5, float. np.mean, precision underscore at underscore k, n underscore queries, len, evil underscore queries, with open, evil underscore queries dot json, as f, evil underscore queries equals json dot load, f, results equals evaluate underscore retrieval, client, evil underscore queries, calibration underscore vex, model equals bg large nv 1.5, threshold equals best underscore threshold, print, json dot dumps, results, indent equals 2, try this run the same evaluation function against your existing OpenAI embeddings before cutting over. Concrete numbers side by side, not vibes, are how you justify the migration and catch regressions before they hit users. Step 6, re-embed all data and verify once eval passes, re-embed your full corpus in batches. Batch size of 100 is safe for most setups. Build a fresh index, don't append to the existing one. When the new index is ready, run your eval set one more time against the full corpus to confirm numbers hold at scale. If your infrastructure allows it, run in shadow mode first, route live queries to both indexes, log both result sets, compare offline. This catches edge cases your eval set missed. Swap the live pointer only when shadow metrics are stable. Import time def full underscore emd, client, all underscore documents, model, batch underscore size equals 100, delay underscore sex equals 0.1, all underscore documents, list of, id, str, text, str, returns, dict of, id, embedding underscore vector, result equals, total equals len, all underscore documents, for I in range, 0, total, batch underscore size batch equals all underscore documents, I plus batch underscore size, text equals, d, text, 4D in batch, IDs equals, D, ID, 4D in batch, RASP equals client.embeddings.create, model equals model, input equals texts, respdata.sort, key equals lambda xx.index, for J, item and enumerate. Respdata result, IDs, J, equals item.embedding progress equals min, I plus batch underscore size, total, print, if progress, progress, forward slash, total, 100 asterisk progress forward slash total, percent, time.sleep, delay underscore sex, hashtag be a good API citizen return result hashtag load full corpus with open, full underscore corpus.json, as f, all underscore documents equals json.load, f, print, f re-embedding, len, all underscore documents, documents, full underscore vex equals full underscore re-emd, client, all underscore documents, model equals bg large nv 1.5, hashtag persist to your vector store hashtag replace this with your actual index. Write, chroma, pinecone, vector, etc., with open, pickle underscore index.json, w, as f, json.dump, k, v for k, v in full underscore vex.items, f, print, full re-embed complete. Verify eval metrics before swapping live traffic. Hashtag final verification final underscore results equals evaluate underscore retrieval, client, eval underscore queries, full underscore vex, model equals bg large nv 1.5, threshold equals best underscore threshold, print, final eval, json.dumps, final underscore results, indent equals 2, key insight the full re-embed is the point of no return. Once your application is reading from the new index at the new threshold, the old embeddings are deadweight. Delete them. Keeping both around creates confusion about which index is authoritative and makes debugging retrieval issues much harder. What's next? Next guide evaluate embedding quality for your use case. Next guide embed a codebase and query it. Next guide get your first embedding via the Pickle API all guides.